Yeah, I'm on the Swan 350, which I can't call a 350 anymore because, you know what, I haven't touched the, I think since I've been talking to Bob earlier, I haven't touched the VFO. I touched it once just to get on with everybody else. I think we moved a little bit. But anyway, the little lamp does the trick. I'm on the Swan 350 with a Yaesu, what do they call it, YD844A, which is the dual impedance model of this death mic that was used on a lot of the earlier Yaesus, which I hope and will be the mic to go on the 560 here once we get that situated. But anyway, favorite microphone. I'll tell you what, I got I resurrected another one. I've got two of the old Electro Voice 611. It's called a Mercury 611 Dynamic. They also made a 911, which was looked exactly the same old hammerhead microphone, which was a Crystal Element, I believe. And I've got two of these Dynamics, the 611s, and I've got them on goosenecks off the desk. And I'm using them, usually you hear me on one of them. In fact, there's a picture of one of them I got on QRZ if you want to see a 611. Kind of looks like the old Elvis mic, the old Shure 55, which I've been shopping for one of them, the old one with the triple impedance, but the collectors drive the prices of these things out of nuts. And, you know, people want to put them on a shelf and look at them, and so do hams, but usually hams want to use them. But anyway, I like that Electro Voice. That's my, and it works. And you heard me, Mike, the other day and commented on the great audio on the Kenwood. That was on that Hi-Z mic, but I think that dynamic old EV, that dynamic microphone is not really a super Hi-Z mic. It seems to made up on my Hi-Z inputs and on that Kenwood quite well. And it may be that a little bit of the impedance mismatch. I was looking for something on the Kenwood there that would take very little. I've got the interface to the computer and I can do, you know, control of equalization there with the computer. And I can roll off and attenuate particular frequencies and such and save that setup. And I was looking for the microphone that would take the least amount of alteration, and that was the clear winner. I had a newer Shure 55 called a Super 55. They're still producing them, which is the Elvis lookalike. I had a newer one, which was Losey, and I had a $200 darn Shure. Yeah, I got on, and I put it back on eBay. It did not sound any better than my old EV. So, you know, it sounded good, but it was no improvement. So I thought, okay, I'll get my money back. I put it back on eBay. But anyway, before I ramble on, boy.
Oh, no.
Bad one for me. Too much. There was
not talking too long.
The one that TS2000 I got from you, Mike, I got in my mobile. I run that with a stock hand mic, and I get more compliments on my audio on that thing, and I'm not doing anything. All I do is I think I'm no equalization at all, none of the factory settings, just the stock hand mic. And I think I run in a 2.4, 2.6 transmit filter, and that sounds, I get the
Can you say hot tube?
Reports, so usually the matching mic for the radios are pretty darn good, and you can't do a whole lot better if you handle the mic correctly, but it's kind of neat to be able to find something that will work for you, and like I say, I got these goosenecks on it. One of the things about death mics, I'm holding this old YD 844 right now up by my yap, and I think some of the death mics like Kenwood, the MC50, and a lot of them are made to kind of bark off them. There's always kind of an area where you get to the mic, you don't get a lot of background noise, and you get fidelity. I call it the sweet spot. And it seemed to me death mics were always, I thought the Shure 444 had a great design with that telescoping neck. because you can't get them in that proximity, you know. That's why I use these goosenecks, or a boom is always nice. And you kind of find that sweet spot, and to get
this is
that
a record
spot, you either pick up your desk mic or lean forward. It's nice to have something that can get right to that sweet spot without making the operator do too much. That's enough rattling for me. You got a long list, and I sure used up my time, right, Mike? N9LAP, thanks for doing the net there, Mike. W9JFM.